Welcome to Advances Podcast Series, part of the APS Publications channel. Hi, I'm Jamie Jones, and I'm the producer of this series. In this series, the authors address four key talking points provided by Editor-in-Chief, Dr. Barb Goodman. Whether you are at home or on the road, I hope you enjoy it.
My name is Tyler Brian Becker, and I am an assistant professor in the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition at Michigan State University. I, along with my co-authors, Vanessa Incardino, Dr. James Lucas, and Dr. Jennifer I. Fenton, recently had one of our papers accepted in the Advances in Physiology Education Journal. The paper titled, Teaching Critical Thinking in Nutritional Sciences, a Model Course in Assignments, is a manuscript discussing how a nutritional science course was designed using case-based and problem-based learning with a nutrition and health claim assignment that is scaffolded across the semester. This assignment is further broken down into three assignments: a bibliography assignment, a nutrition and health claim poster, and a nutrition and health claim paper. Additionally, we described how the course was designed to prepare students for completion of each of the three aforementioned assignments. Lastly, the paper serves as somewhat of a follow-up to a previous paper where we described the redesign of the nutritional sciences major in that previous paper. In that paper, we explained how the nutritional sciences major learning outcomes are mapped across the major with student levels of mastery as introduced, practiced, or summatively assessed. As a result, this current paper describes how course-level learning outcomes are assessed using the nutrition and health claim paper. The success of meeting course-level learning outcome benchmarks during fall 2021 using the nutrition and health claim paper were mixed, with some being met and others not. However, most of the course-level learning outcome benchmarks were met if examining the other assessments used to evaluate those learning outcomes. As a result, the instructors modified wording on some of the nutrition and health claim assignments. Further, they made these learning outcomes a point of focus when discussing the different assignments. It should also be noted that perhaps the number of benchmarks not being met could have been due to students having had to transition back to in-person classes from previously having been online due to COVID-19 restrictions. Overall, the course format could be utilized by other pre-health professional programs to incorporate critical thinking skills in which students evaluate a health claim or similar using credible sources of information. Since the nutrition and health claim assignment is a core focus of the course, this assignment can be used to effectively examine if students are meeting course learning outcomes. Although next steps are not suggested in the paper, it would be interesting to examine how artificial intelligence and its use as a writing tool impacts the success of student course level learning outcomes.
Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you by Advances in Physiology Education. If you would like to hear our latest episodes, please visit our publications homepage at www.journals.physiology.org.